It's now time for Dr. Dean Baird from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital and his pet Puri.
Dr. Dean walked in just as we began the intro there, so excellent timing, Dr. Dean Baird. Good morning to you, sir.
Timing is everything, they say.
They say that, and that's why we have clocks all over the place.
Who are they?
They are the ones who exist in this large portion of the universe, but we can't see them.
You've been asked that before. That was a prepared answer.
That was a made-up answer, so I guess you could say that.
Yeah. How about that, Alec? He said it was a made-up answer. That sounds prepared to me.
He is an improv king.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and plus.
I tell you what. So, Dr. Dean Baird joins us each Monday around 8:15 for Pet Puri, his program, sponsored by Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, his program. And his company, that is, located
is, before we start this program, sir. Is there a way we can determine the answer to the difficult question of which team Alec supports, since we don't have any clues?
Well,
tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
Well, see, I'm going to throw you a curve, Dr. Dean, because I'm wearing my UNC Tar Heel shirt and my UNC Tar Heel hat.
Good man.
Because I, you know, number one on the team list is Carolina Tar Heels. I'm from North Carolina. I'm not a huge sports fan, but when I was a kid, I liked the mascot. So there you go. And it was one of the few colors I could see, Carolina blue. So I was all about that. But you will see me wearing some Vol stuff too, because I got to support the wife's team. You know, she's from Tennessee. So there you go. But also, I will wear State, and I will wear Duke, which a lot of Carolina folks. That's blasphemy.
That is
blasphemy. You cannot wear Duke and Carolina. I've yet to wear the Duke shirt and the Carolina hat to see what happens. But yeah, what about you?
Wear a Duke shirt and a Carolina hat, that would cause internal combustion. You would explode.
That's what I'm saying, is I was wondering what would happen.
That's from a professional in the medical
that's
field.
That's a doctor.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. So who was your team, Doc?
Tennessee, because I went to University of Tennessee.
Oh, really?
But then after that, I went to Auburn University to vet school.
Oh.
So I can legitimately claim both teams.
Okay.
And I do, but foremost Tennessee, because that's...
There you go. That's the one that got you started.
Team, so
that's where you did all your drinking and partying
and
stuff like that.
If they're not playing Tennessee, I'm for Auburn.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Or actually, I'm for whoever's playing Alabama, since I went to both of those schools. That's easy to
understand. I'm loving that.
Well, that's all cool, right, man.
Let's talk about some pets here on Tri-Cities Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea.
Pet Puri, yeah. Matter of fact, there, too. So we've been alternating weeks with dogs and cats, and I think this time it is cats.
Well, he's consistent. Yep. Yelling.
Yep. Consistently wrong.
Consistently wrong.
That's
this
right.
Week it's dogs.
Okay.
Because we talked about FIP and cats last week. We talked about an infectious disease in cats, so we're going to talk about an infectious disease in dogs.
Okay.
The one we talked about last week is not particularly well known. The one we're going to talk about this week is very well known, and that is canine distemper virus.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting enough, most people are familiar with the term, but really know very little about it. And I think that one of the reasons is the currently available and what's been available for years, distemper virus that's used to vaccinate dogs, the vaccine used to vaccinate dogs against distemper virus, is so effective that the case rate has dropped tremendously. Now, you can contrast that with canine parvovirus, which also is a very effective vaccine. And the case rate has dropped, but we still see cases of canine parvovirus for several different reasons. Not really because the vaccine's poor, but the virus is hard to kill and get rid of. Puppies get it when they're really young frequently and several other things. And that can still happen with distemper virus, but the rate of distemper virus infection has gone down significantly recently because of vaccine. And not everybody's this way, but I'm a big vaccine proponent, and this is a good example of
absolutely.
Why. Absolutely. So the point is, what is the disease and what does it do? The term distemper is commonly associated with symptoms having to do with nose and throat disease, regardless of what species.
Okay.
It is. And the most classic symptoms of canine distemper virus are runny nose and coughing, but it's not limited to that. It's a virus that can affect the nervous system. As a matter of fact, some dogs can develop distemper virus when they're a puppy, and it could be either subclinical, or maybe they had symptoms and they lived through the initial infection, which unfortunately frequently does not happen. It's very fatal.
Wow.
Disease when acquired by puppies.
Oh, okay.
Percentage-wise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then as they get to be older, they can have neurological symptoms, particularly affecting the face.
Is that because the virus is still latent within the animal?
The virus is still in the animal in the nervous system, and they start to see symptoms later. And the other thing that it causes, which is really weird, is for the foot pads to be hard.
Huh.
Probably the only – it's the only specific infectious disease that I can think of right off the bat that has that symptom that goes with it. But that has been used in the past as a clue to dogs having distemper virus because they get this hard pad syndrome. So at any rate, it's transmitted, like most viruses, through mostly through nasal secretions, you know, because of the infection commonly affects the respiratory system.
Certainly.
So they can sneeze and cough and do all that kind of thing, and they being the dogs, and spread it to other dogs. It also can be spread through other secretions, such as urine, and it's, you know, pretty readily transmissible. The one really good thing about distemper virus, as I'm going to compare it to parvo, because these are both in the initial vaccine that we give and the booster vaccines that we give, and they can affect puppies, is that the virus is very easy to kill, meaning usually within an hour or so, if it's out in the environment, it's probably inactivated. Which is, that's very labile. Parvovirus, for example, can live for months or longer out in the environment. Can be tracked in on shoes, picked up on hair or whatever, and it's a really tough virus to get rid of, which, of course, makes it more dangerous because you don't know that you don't have it lurking around somewhere where either the puppy can pick it up or you can carry it to it. But as difficult as the disease is, as distemper virus is, one of the good things about it is that the virus itself dies real quickly in the environment.
Okay.
Now, I said that the primary symptoms are respiratory, neurologic, and then the hard pad deal. It can also cause gastrointestinal symptoms, and I can remember, excuse me, even though it's been several years when I was, of course, I've been out. Several years is an applicable term to me now at my age. When I was practicing getting out of veterinary school, we saw puppies that we thought had parvovirus, but actually probably had distemper virus with vomiting and diarrhea because it can cause those symptoms too. And that was in the days before we were actually able to do any specific viral testing for parvovirus like we can do now. So sometimes we didn't know which one we had.
Blood profile sort of thing?
No, there's a specific test for antibody tests for, or antigen tests, excuse me, for parvovirus.
Okay.
Now, there are, you can do blood tests to get an idea of what's going on with the complete blood count on the puppy, and frequently puppies with parvovirus will have a very, very low white blood cell count because it suppresses the bone marrow so much.
Wow.
The virus does. And that'll let you know that may be what's going on, but it's not definitive, although if they've got the symptoms, it's usually
pretty serious.
It's definitive enough. So there's the symptoms: respiratory, digestive, vomiting, diarrhea, neurologic, and the hard pad thing. So if a puppy gets distemper virus, the classical thing is that they'll get this respiratory cough, sneeze, pus coming out of their nose and all that kind of thing. And since it's a virus, you know what you're up against. It's not going to get better with antibiotics because it won't cure it. I don't even know for sure, really, honestly, since we see very few cases anymore, if any of the newer antiviral medications make much of a difference.
Really?
With distemper virus, the mortality rate is not 100%, but it's been high historically. And what I was saying about the deal with the neurologic is that some of the dogs that show the symptoms that are consistent with canine distemper virus that are neurologic do it when they're older. Which is what you were getting at when you made the comment about the virus, I guess you could say, remaining latent for some period of time in the central
dormant
nervous system.
Or whatever, yeah.
And then the what you typically see is neurologic symptoms affecting the face, and they have repetitive jaw motion, and veterinarians have called it chewing gum fits because it looks like that's what they're doing, sitting there chewing over and over and over and over.
Chewing the cud sort of thing.
Yeah, and it seems like they have no control over it.
Wow.
don't see it a whole lot, but we do see it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that far down the road when you got a dog that's been infected with Semper virus for who knows how long, there's not really much you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they can continue to eat and drink and do their normal stuff.
So once it hits, there's no way to mitigate it?
Not to my knowledge.
Wow.
So this is a disease that has been and still is bad. Oh, there's something else I need to mention. Canine distemper virus. Remember we said we're doing the dog-cat thing.
Right.
So we did cat last week, we did dog this week. It is not limited to dogs. Canine distemper virus can be transmitted to wild canids such as foxes.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I would assume, even though I haven't researched this, that would be true for wolves and coyotes. And it can also be transmitted to raccoons.
Oh, boy.
So the reason that I wanted to mention this was to point out that the neurologic form of the disease could make it mimic rabies, right? Because rabies is a truly neurotropic virus,
right,
causing almost exclusively neurologic symptoms. And if you see a wild raccoon or a wild fox that's exhibiting neurologic symptoms, you really don't know whether it's got rabies or whether it has distemper virus.
Mm.
Although the safe thing to do is assume that it has rabies.
Yeah, sure.
Now, you may see one of those wild animals with neurologic symptoms that's got pus in their eyes and their nose, and that might give you a clue that it might be distemper because it does affect the respiratory system, but you don't want to take a chance on
no,
that. You
definitely
need to assume that they're rabid.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember being at a campground in the Smokies, and there was actually on a kiosk a posting that the Park Service had done warning people camping in that area that there had been cases of canine distemper virus in the raccoon population in that area recently.
Wow.
And
mm-hmm.
they had seen several of them.
Mm.
Mostly to let people know with their dogs.
Right.
Of course, the virus is so labile that they would have to have direct contact with the raccoon to get it. With raccoons, though,
yeah,
they're not shy.
That's right.
It could happen.
They'll come down and visit us, too. So got to scoot on right now. But two serious canine diseases, viral diseases we should be aware of. From Dr. Dean Baird with Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, which sponsors this portion of the program. They are located in Boone's Creek at 4340 North Roan Street and open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. What's your phone number, Doc?
282-3771.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.